إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the consciousness, and the piety and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And to keep in mind and bear in mind the day when all of us will be gathered in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. And be mindful of your time and how you spend it. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we come upon a time of the year where many people, they find that they have vacation, they have free time ahead of them. And some of them, they are heedless of Allah. And they spend these days in following the shahawat, in drinking, in going away from the obedience and anything that is beneficial. Rather, they spend their days, these days, following their shahawat and wasting their time away. But after these days of hardship, of hard studying, the believer, the wise person, the Muslim, he realizes that the time that he has is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day that a person has is a blessing from Allah. Hassan al-Basri, he said in wise and beautiful words, O child of Adam, you are nothing but days. You are nothing but a number of days. Each day that goes by, a part of you leaves you. Each of us are just a number of days. And every day that goes by, one of those days has gone away from us. And our time in this world has become shorter. So here is the challenge for us believers as Muslims, is how to invest our time in a way that is pleasing to Allah. Either in the dunya, something that is beneficial for us in the dunya, or in the akhirah. Will we spend this time letting it waste away, being lazy, on entertainment that has no value, or traveling that does not bring us any benefit? Will we use this time to travel that will bring us no benefit except tiredness? And we will not have any progress from before we started. And if we understood the value of time, the preciousness of time that Allah swore by, wal asr, the preciousness of this time, then we would know that we have to invest it carefully. And that this is one of the most important and precious things that we own. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in Surah Furqan, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً He is the one who made the day and the night follow one another. For what reason? لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شَكُورًا He has made the day follow the night, and the night follow the day. This progression of time. For what? For those who pay heed, who take a lesson from this passing of time, how quickly it fleets, it goes away from us, and for those who show gratitude. So the wise person, he fills his time with the remembrance of Allah. لِيَذَّكَّرَ He takes heed of the quick passing of time, and he is aware of it, and he shows gratitude for this blessing that Allah has given him. And indeed, this is what the Prophet ﷺ warned us about. In Sahih al-Bukhari, in one of the most eloquent and beautiful statements of the Prophet ﷺ, He said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاضُ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that there are two blessings that many people are maghboon, they're deprived of them. He said, this is the siha, the good health when we have it, and the free time. And maghboon in Arabic, ghaban, it means being cheated from something. Or literally it means to buy something for much higher than its price. This is called somebody who's maghboon, he's cheated. Or it means somebody who sells something for much lower than its real value. So the Prophet ﷺ, he's telling us that many of us, with these two blessings, we sell it for much less than its true value. We sell our free time for some small worldly benefit, and we miss out on its true value. Or we buy with these things something that has no value. We spend the precious and the valuable, our free time, our health, for in the pursuit of worldly pleasures. So we spend these valuable things for things that are worthless, or we sell them for things that are worthless. So the Prophet ﷺ, he warned us, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَسْصِحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاضُ. Good health, when you have good health, using it in the way of Allah, and free time, using it in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who have free time and good health, but they do not take advantage of it, then they are maghboon. They are the losers. They are the ones who made a bad business trade. And a thinking person, he would never allow his time to go to waste. As they say, in this culture, they kill time. But you are time. As Hasan al-Basri said, you are a number of days. So you kill time, you're killing part of you. And however, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, it does not mean that we're not allowed to relax and we're not allowed to engage in permissible entertainment, things that are beneficial in the dunya and akhirah. But what he means, what the Prophet ﷺ means, is those who waste away all of their youth pursuing idle pastimes. They spend all of their energy pursuing worldly pastimes and forgetting about the much higher aims that Allah has created us for, until their whole life goes by and they look back as if it was a dream. All of it went by in pursuing idle pastimes without fulfilling the goal for which they were created. But the successful person, the one who is truly successful, is the one who challenges the time that he has. He uses it. Like as the scholars, they say, time is a sword, ذُو حَدَّيْن, a sword that has two edges. إِن لَمْ تَقْطَعْ بِهِ يَقْطَعْك. If you do not cut with it, it will cut you. Time, it could be used to your advantage if you cut with it. But if you don't cut with it, it will cut you. In the end, you will look back and say, what happened to my time? It fleeted away and it is gone. So we should not fall into complacency with our time and laziness and let it flee away. And it is important to remind one another about the good use of time without falling into either extreme. Without being with those who say that we should let all our time, kill our time and waste our time in pursuing the shahwat. And not those who say we must always be serious and never engage in any relaxation or entertainment. Rather, Islam, it doesn't have room for extremes. Islam is the middle way. It is a balanced path. إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَإِنَّ هَذَا أُمَّةٌ وَسَطًا. This is a balanced nation. So we do not go to either extreme. We do not say that we should always be serious, nor do we say that we should spend all of our time in pursuit of pastimes. If we look at the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, his brothers, they told their father, we would like to take our brothers out so we can enjoy ourselves in playing, and so that you would have time to relax. So the ulama, they say that this is an example of permissible entertainment, relaxing, because as human beings, We need time to relax and rejuvenate. We need time to go away from hard work so that we can de-stress ourselves and go back and continue in our efforts. So this is something that Islam enjoins and allows. A man to spend time with his family, with his wife, to make permissible travel, permissible vacation. But however, it is good as long as we do not waste our time completely. We ought to be careful. And this is the trick that the shaitan, he plays on us. We have to be careful that we do not let relaxation reach the point where we think that we can relax from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the trick of the shaitan. He said, oh, you've been obeying Allah so long, why don't you take a break? So on vacation, we can commit the sins that we do not commit normally. We can miss our salawat. We can look at the haram. This is what the shaitan wants us to think. That relaxation and enjoyment means disobeying Allah. No, we can obey Allah and we can also relax and enjoy ourselves. And this is how we obtain true success and true benefit from our time. So we re-energize, we relax, and we can entertain ourselves and have a variety, a change of our pattern. Having a variety in one's life is a means to keeping oneself eager to work and engaged. And Islam encourages travel. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He commands us to travel through the earth, to reflect on His signs, to reflect on the destruction of the past nations. Allah says in Surah Naml, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah says, travel through the earth and reflect. Look at the destruction. Look what happened. What was the end of those people before you who disobeyed Allah? Where are they now? What happened to their mighty civilization? What happened to their strength and their power? And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says in Surah Ankabut, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقِ. Travel throughout the land, travel the earth, and reflect on how Allah created, how the creation began. This is something beautiful. This is something that's an act of worship. So the greatest form of travel and the greatest way of obeying Allah is to travel the earth and reflect on His signs. How did He raise these mountains from the earth? How did He set aside the ocean in the perfect cycle of water? How did He raise the skies above the earth? This is an act of worship, to travel through the land, to reflect on the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Qur'an, it has many signs and much guidance for those who reflect on it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. نحمده ونستعينه ولي الصالحين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم زدنا علما يا أكرم الأكرمين أما بعد. My beloved and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, take advantage of your time before the day comes when we cannot go back, when we cannot go back a single moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that when the hour comes, they cannot delay it one moment, and they cannot make it come earlier by a single moment. All of us, our time is appointed in this world, how long we're here. So take advantage of your life. Take advantage of this blessing that Allah has given you, this time in this world. And as we said, these beautiful words of Hassan al-Basri, each day that goes by, part of us leaves us. Part of us leaves us. So we should reflect on this as parents, as members of the family, as a father or a mother. We should pay attention to the free time that we have and that our children have. So we should teach them the value, the true value of time. We should pay attention whenever they have vacation, not to leave them empty-handed. As they say in the old adage, idle hands are the devil's workshop. We should pay attention when our children have time. Give them things to do. Organize their time and teach them to engage them in sound entertainment or in knowledge, and keep them busy in things that are beneficial to them. And we should ensure that there's a balance in their lives in terms of entertainment and education without any extreme, without going to any extreme. Time for education, time for relaxation. And the goal behind all of this should always be to raise the level of our children, to raise their knowledge, and to raise them as righteous people. How are they going to change the world? How are they going to have an impact on the world if they do not know the value of time? And we remind the youngsters, our youth, and those who are students, that they should spend their time and engage themselves in education that they couldn't do during the semester. Say you were very busy, many of us are very busy during the semester with research, with exams, and we do not have time to do the other studies, the Islamic studies, to memorize Quran, to learn the fiqh, to get closer to Allah and ibadat. So take advantage of the free time that Allah gives you to catch up on these other activities, to use this time to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, during this break, the spring break, there are many educational seminars that some people can travel to and take advantage of in order to learn, to use this time in beneficial things. Where other people are going and drinking and following their shahawat, like many animals do, following their shahawat, we should spend our time wisely and doing things that are permissible, that could be entertainment, but at the same time bring us benefit in the dunya and the akhirah. And also, we know that the scholars, they mentioned that this dunya, a dunya mazra'atul akhirah, the dunya is like a field that we reap, that we plant the seeds in this world, and we gain the benefit of that in the akhirah. Whatever we plant, our time here, we're planting seeds that we will reap the benefit of in the akhirah. So we should always bear in mind that we have to do this, that we have to take advantage of our time. And in all of this, our example should be the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet alayhi salam, he was the most serious of people when he was alone, always reflecting on the signs of Allah, always making effort to spread the religion of Allah. But then at the same time, with his family, smiling with Aisha, racing with her, and taking her to see the Habashis who were dancing in the masjid, being kind to his wife, telling jokes with the Sahaba. As you know, many of the jokes that the Prophet ﷺ told, somebody said, "Can you give me a camel, Ya Rasulullah?" And he said, "I'll give you the child of a camel." And the Sahabi, he said, "What will I do with a child, a small camel?" And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Aren't all camels the child of other camels?" So he joked with the Sahaba to make them raise their spirits. So he was the most serious of people, but at the same time, he was the most easy with people. And he was easygoing and layin. And he relaxed, he had time for relaxation with the Sahaba. But yet, he had the most impact on this earth. As even the non-Muslims bear witness, the most influential person in history was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had time for the children. Hassan would ride on his shoulders, and he would pray with his granddaughter on his shoulders, Umama. And he would take the children, and any girl could take him by the hand and walk him in the street. So he was the balanced person. He was the most perfect of personalities. He showed us the way of balance in this world. So we should follow his example. He laughed, but he also spent the night crying in prayer until his feet became blistered. But when he was amongst people, he was always smiling. And in fact, there are books, entire books, written about the times when the Prophet ﷺ showed his nawajid, the back teeth, the molars. He smiled so much that you could see his molars. There's entire books of all the ahadith that mention that the Prophet ﷺ smiled and showed his molars. Meaning he smiled so much with the Sahaba. So this was the balanced nature of the Prophet ﷺ. We should try to follow, we should make every effort to follow in his example, inshaAllah ta'ala. With this, we praise Allah and glorify him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to invest our time properly and to be of those who follow in the example of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, please send your peace and salutations on Prophet Muhammad and his family and companions and his wives, and upon Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali. Oh Allah, bring honor to the Muslims and send dignity upon the Muslims. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم احفظنا من الفتن ما ظهر وما بطن اللهم اصلح اولادنا وشبابنا ونساءنا وانفسنا يا اكرم الاكرمين او الله يا الله احفظنا من كل بلاء يا الله احفظنا من كل بلاء اللهم ارفع عنا الغم والهم يا اكرم الاكرمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم رد المسلمين الى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين شرا فعليك بهم اللهم عليك بكيدهم يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم تقبل منا وأحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة